The Commonwealth Games gave everyone a little light relief from the referendum campaign, and Colin Mackay and the surprise sunny weather gave me the chance to strip off my political anorak and have a bit of fun. I wasn't sure how it would all go, but was totally sold on the whole thing by the Scotty Dogs leading out the teams at Celtic Park. The next day, I had to go and see one and find a tragic tale.
Who let the dogs out?
My name is William Hunter, and I stay in Hamilton, and I'm a breeder of Scottish Terriers.
Now, you were supposed to have been there last night, but it didn't quite work out. What happened?
Although I was at the rehearsals about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I suffered a heart attack.
You're disappointed for yourself, I'm sure, but what about the dog?
The dog was disappointed as well, because it had been going to the rehearsals, was training very well. My wee dog, Brody, should have been there.
And we loved the dancing tea cakes, although as Fergus Loudon from Tunnocks told me, it caused them some industrial relations problems at work.
All the staff are very passionate. They all work in respective departments, and unfortunately the poor people who work in Carmel Logs and the Carmel Weaver departments weren't very happy that the tea cakes got all the coverage.
It turned out to be the ideal opening ceremony, and a bit like the ideal night out in Glasgow. A wee song, a wee dance and a fumble at the end of the night. But the most important thing about the games was the sport, and one of the keys to the success of Glasgow 2014 was the success of Team Scotland, and one of the first winners was Hannah Miley in the pool. Afterwards, I spoke to Team Miley. Carmel and Patrick Miley, you must be just so proud.
We are over the moon, overwhelmed, and what a fantastic evening we had last night.
Were there tears?
Plenty, and they're still coming.
Patrick, you're the coach as well as the dad.
Yeah.
How difficult is it to have that dual role?
Yeah, it's got its challenges. It definitely adds to the emotional pressure. But there's significant advantages as well, because we know so much about each other. There's not many details that can pass us by, so we can interrupt things when they may be going in the wrong direction much more easily. So every day, every minute of every day, it's remarkable how regimented she is. 8 o'clock in the evening, she will get up and go to bed, no matter what's happening. And I don't know many young people who would do that.
And do you guys feel that this is an achievement for the whole family?
Oh, definitely. You know, it's been a team effort, and that's what Team Miley's all about.
And as for those who made sure the games went swimmingly from start to finish...
I'm Tommy Fowler, I'm a volunteer with the Commonwealth Games. I'm based at the stations here, and we're getting loads of people coming in. The people that come in from airports arrive here by train. People from England and Wales, and our own Scottish athletes arrive by train. And they all look rather puzzled when they arrive here, but as soon as they see the uniform, a big smile appears on their face, and no matter where they're from, we welcome them.
And are you having fun?
This is unpaid, this is part of my holidays, and I'm really enjoying it. And we're all one big happy team. I've never spoken to so many strangers in my life.
Here in Danes Drive with Kenny Forbes, loads of folk, thousands of folk going past your door every day, and you're welcoming them. You've got bunting out, you've got a poster in the window, there's folk in the street with banners out. This is a welcoming community for the games, isn't it?
I would definitely say so. There's a real buzz about the community just there, and to see so many people from so many different countries and territories coming to the area, and probably being Scots for the first time, maybe for Glasgow the first time. It's really nice to see them here, really nice to welcome them.
The slogan goes, people make Glasgow. Well, the people certainly made Glasgow 2014.